Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money and Me is brought to you by Raffles Health Insurance.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Martin. Today we ask, should investors still consider including S-REITs in their portfolios? The iEdge S-REIT Index, that Singapore's S-REIT benchmark, declined 3% in total returns for this year, year-to-date, as of early March. It last closed at 1317.81. Now, around the world, people are bracing for fallout from the Russian invasion of Ukraine on food prices, with the global food system at risk. The Ukraine war threatening staple crops from Europe key grain-growing regions, which means that further escalating food prices, which have already been plaguing consumers, is definitely at our doorsteps. Food prices worldwide hit a record high in February, jumping 20.7% from a year earlier. So how could these impact consumption trends that some retail S-REITs depend on? In January, Singapore's core inflation rose to 2.4% year-on-year, the highest since September 2012. So from rising interest rates to food inflation, rising energy costs, geopolitical uncertainties. What are all the possible effects of these on the S-REIT sector? And do S-REITs still demonstrate strong fundamentals? Are they a good hedge as we move into a higher interest rate environment? How are they themselves hedging against interest rates, which we know are a key lever in the sector? To help us join the dots, so to speak, from these big macro events to the performance of the S-REIT sector is Kenny Low, REIT Specialist, Independent Financial Advisor. Good morning, Kenny.
Hey, good morning, Michelle.
Good of you to join us. So, Kenny, I should start by sharing everyone with everyone sees a hidden bull waiting to be awakened in the S-REIT sector. We're going to find out why throughout the interview. Kenny, how exactly are Singapore REITs performing on the back of market volatility following the conflict in Ukraine?
Right. Amid so many negative news at the present moment, in short summary, it's a non-event to Singapore REITs. Basically, we don't see any big knee-jerk reaction. Initially, there was some knee-jerk reaction, but very soon, actually, the REIT index itself recovered and really back to the horizontal trading zone of between 820 to 880. Except one of the REIT may be potential impacted. That would be the Cromwell, but they just made a business update this morning. The property in Europe is not really impacted, but they have 10% exposure into the Poland and also 2% property in Slovakia. But so far, so good, not really impacted. And I think that the recovery in the index itself is probably due to the investors start to realize that actually the Ukraine and Russia war does not really impact the debut growth of the Singapore REIT, because none of the REIT in Singapore have any exposure in Ukraine and Russia. So as long as the economy continue to do well, as long as they continue to collect the rental, basically it's no impact in terms of DPO.
Except for the diversified Cromwell REIT, as you pointed out, right?
Right.
All right. Okay, in terms of resiliency, given what you've seen in terms of their performance during COVID, overview, are S-REITs resilient as an asset class?
Yeah, basically, it's pretty resilient at the present moment. If you really look at the recent earnings release, we just have completed about 1 or 2 weeks ago, close to 80% of our S-REIT have the growth in the DPU year on year. And this is a pretty strong performance. And it's already shown that actually we are really coming up from a COVID and also a pandemic, and we are more or less back to the usual. So at the same time, it's amid all the inflation news, we are going to see the hyperinflation, because you can see the oil price has already gone up by close to 30% compared to the past 6 months ago. But as a REIT, as an asset class, as long as a REIT have a good quality portfolio, they are able to really pass this kind of inflation by increasing the rent to the tenant. And at the same time, that the valuation of a property, you continue to revise upward. And another reason is why the REIT has been resilient. Because if you look at all other asset class, we can see the S&P 500, NASDAQ, and Hang Seng and even the bank stock in Singapore has gone through all this kind of correction due to the hyperinflation, the sanctions, the war itself. They are really limited alternative for the investor to really run to the safety, right?
Mm.
And if you just compare to other asset class besides REIT, bond is not a good place to go. Because in the rising interest rate environment, the bond price has an inverse relationship to the interest. When the interest is going up, your bond price will come down. If you put the money in a bond, probably you'll be lost in terms of a capital. And gold has increased quite substantially, but it does not provide the dividend. And it can be very volatile and may not be good for those dividend investors who are seeking for stability and also consistent dividend. Gold does not pay dividend. Oil and gas sector currently is doing well, but it's due to the short-term squeeze in terms of the supply side, and that's why it caused oil and gas price to go up, but it may not be sustainable. So the last point is, based on the price action and also the chart, seems that S-REIT is a safe haven now. And I think that probably the big institution or fund manager, basically they are maybe looking at the REIT itself as a parking, they may be parking the money in the S-REIT. So wait for this storm to pass by before they're really redeployed back to the equity market.
Mm. You say there's some key stats that we should be looking at when making the case for S-REIT. So any other reasons why you think at times like this, geopolitical uncertainty, market uncertainty, S-REITs are still good to include in a portfolio?
Yeah, during the uncertainty, I think the investors should really focus back on the fundamental. As long as fundamental is not really be affected by this kind of geopolitical event and they are continuing to grow itself, this is a good time to really start the accumulation, because if you do not want to find the opportunity to buy the something at cheap, when do you want to buy it? You don't want to wait for everything to go up before you buy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there are a few key metrics investors should look into for the S-REIT itself. First thing first is need to look at the historical trend in terms of the DPU. For those REITs who have been very resilient and during the COVID, they can't even, the DPU not even beaten down, they increase their, instead they are continuing to increase their DPU. And this show that fundamentally the REIT itself is pretty strong. The second thing will be the valuation, because at the end of the day, investing in S-REIT is like investing in a real estate. Valuation is important. We do not want to buy the property at a huge valuation. We just want to buy at fair value or even undervalue. The third one, in the rising interest rate environment, the debt management by the REIT manager is very, very important. So investors should look at the gearing ratio, the debt maturity profile, the interest coverage ratio. Those are the important indicators to take a look into to see how the REIT are able to really overcome the rising interest rate threat and to make sure the dividend continue to grow year over year. I cover all these kind of financial ratio in my REIT course conducted by the SGX Academy. So investors who are interested can go to SGX Academy to check out the course.
Mm, indeed. Two full days of Kenny all to yourself. How fantastic. Kenny, what happens after the war is over, after the conflict is over? I mean, it's still a long shot for now, but do you think then it'll be time to relook holdings in S-REITs?
My view, based on the past few years' experience, that actually the best time to invest is when the dust is not settled yet, because when everything is uncertain, there are a lot of opportunity in the market. There are a lot of great Singapore sales in the market. So like what Warren Buffett said, be greedy when everyone is in fear. At the present moment, everybody is still in fear. So my recommendation is don't wait for the conflict to over. Because once the conflict is over, everybody knows. Everybody will start to rush in. As a retail investor, because we are not sitting in front of a computer, we are not monitoring the share price every day, most likely we are going to miss out the entry point. Right, and the rebound can be very fast and furious. That's one point. The second point is, if we want to make a lot of money from the stock market itself, we have to be contrarian, right? That means when everything is cheap and nobody is buying into the market itself, we should be the one to doing some shopping. So in order to do that, we have to really back to the fundamental, focus on the fundamental, and analyze those REIT that have a sustainable growth in the dividend and start to hit your buy button. Okay. The last thing is have to ignore all the noises, because during this volatile period, mm-hmm. I think investor is quite easily influenced by all the negative news. The more you read the news, the more you're scared. Right? So one of the lessons learned throughout the whole so many years is don't read too much to the news, because news are lagging. Right? By the time news released to the media, already too late. So if you look back at the past market crash in March 2020, Michelle, that was our first interview after the market crash, March 2020.
Goodness.
If you can remember, or you can go back to listen to the interview itself, I mentioned during that in that episode, best time to buy it, because the market is at the maximum fear. So after that, immediately, 2 months later, the REIT sector rebounded 50% in just 2 months, right? And most of the investors, they are totally left out in the market because they are too scared, right? So wow. Stock market does not really equal to all those events, right? That's why we can see that when we are still hearing so much negative news during the COVID period, but the stock market has been doing very well that time. So look at the history. If this history repeats by itself, I think this is a good opportunity for us to really start to look at the REIT itself and start to build our portfolio.
Okay, so March 2020 would have been the best time to buy. Clearly, is this the second best time for S-REITs to get in?
Yeah, correct. I would say it's the second best time, because during that time, there are a lot of uncertainty. But if you look at the valuation itself, everything is lay long, right? It's selling at a 30% discount, 40% discount based on the price to book. But during this period, we have a lot of visibility in terms of the DPO recovery, and also in terms of the global economic recovery. So there are not so much on the uncertainty. We are quite sure that moving forward, the DPO continue to grow, and also the net asset value of the REIT continue to grow. So it's really a no-brainer. It's much more clearer path in front. At the present moment, why the investors dare not enter into the market is basically due to fear. Fear and logical thinking, they are two different things. So manage your emotion and focus on our logical thinking when it comes to investment.
One last question for you. You see the hidden bull waiting to be awakened. I mean, how long could this wait be?
We still do not know yet, but first thing first, we are going to see the interest rate hike. I think this week, FOMC going to make the announcement.
Right.
I anticipate a 25 basis point increase. I don't think the Fed you increase too drastically, because you do want to create additional uncertainty and also volatility in the market. I don't think the Fed want the market to crash. So this week will be crucial, and also the peace talk between the Ukraine and Russia will be crucial. If they can have the ceasefire agreement, I think that the confidence may come into the market, because there are some good deals in the market now. So you just imagine, amid all this kind of negative news, you can't beat the bull down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the bull, you just imagine you are playing the computer game, right? You have two boxers beating each other. The one who keep attacking, not able to beat down the one who keep on defending, right? So the S-REIT is a defensive sector. It is defending, at the same time also recharging. When the bear exhausted, when the bull start to come out, when the buyer start to come into the market, basically, I think the buyer will take control. You just imagine during the very, very, very volatile market, they are not, the seller is not selling, right? But a buyer maybe start accumulating. And when the buyer will come back in a big way, the buyer is waiting for all this dust to be settled before they come back. Then that I think that they will push the REIT sector going higher and higher.
Always full of great insights. Kenny, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
He teaches for the SGX Academy. You can find out more about his courses there. Kenny Low, Certified Financial Planner and REIT Specialist, joining me this morning in Money and Me.
This segment is brought to you by Raffles Health Insurance.
Thanks again to Kenny Low. We were discussing today, trying to draw the dots between geopolitical uncertainties and an uncertain REIT interest rate environment. Well, we can anticipate hikes. And what does that mean for S-REITs? And should you still consider including S-REITs in your portfolio? Why does Kenny Low believe now is the second best time to do so if you miss March 2020 to start looking at accumulating S-REITs perhaps? What metrics should you look at in order to do so? And why does he see a hidden bull in the S-REITs?
Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money and Me is brought to you by Raffles Health Insurance. Speak to our Raffles Health Advisor to learn more about our Raffles Shield A plus Raffles Hospital option. For more information, visit www.rafflesHealthInsurance.com.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.